Welcome to a special edition of Good Mom's Bad Choices.
Wow, that was beautiful.
I'm Mila, your host, and this is my co-host.
Dun, 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 Erica.
Yay!
I don't know who you are today, but hello.
It's a magical Thursday, so I figured, why not do a little something different for the people?
Magic Thursdays? I like that.
Magic Thursdays with Mila.
What about me?
And my wingman, Erica.
Why are you going to be the wingman?
I'm just kidding. So let me have Thursdays, God. It's going up on a Thursday. Remember that? Oh, my God.
I think it was Tuesday, bitch,
I
not
know,
Thursday.
It was, but I tried to do a remix. Fuck, okay, let me live. McConan used to go crazy
oh my God, that
at the
was
festivals.
His name. Wait, see, now he parties next door. McConan's partying next door.
No, it's not. McConan is McConan, bitch.
Oh, wait.
Party next door is party next door.
Wait, did McConan die?
No.
Is he okay?
Yes.
Something happened to McConan.
Nothing
No, happened. Something happened. I remember
he
something
He came out
weird
of the closet.
Happened.
That was it.
Okay, was that the weird thing that happened?
Yeah. He didn't die. I'm going to kill that man.
Oh,
he's still
man.
Going up on a Thursday and a Tuesday.
Okay, that's right.
And he goes crazy.
Tuesday?
Tuesday. He goes crazy at the festivals. Did you know?
Wow.
I did experience that.
What festival did you go to?
I can't remember, but he goes crazy at the festivals.
Okay, well.
Everybody knows it. Look on YouTube.
I'm so glad everyone knows now, including me. Shout out to McConan.
Shout out to McConan. Hope to see you at a festival sometime in the near future. Sorry, our manager also gave us some delicious cocktails on a warm salad, and so.
I know, this is delicious.
Anyway, we're here to discuss a very important event.
You are so stoned.
I am.
You're high as hell.
I am. Back to the very important event last week. The Manifest That Shit full moon ceremony.
It was an amazing, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful night. All of our homies showed up. All of these new beautiful faces that I've never met, some of which I've engaged with on the interwebs. Others, I had no idea who they were, but it was amazing to see them. And I thought, like, it would have been maybe weird because it's over the internet.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was amazing. It was so amazing. Bruna did a goddess card reading for the room, which seemed awfully on point for me.
Shout out to Bruna Nassef. She is an intuitive healer, a friend of ours. And I had never experienced one of her readings. And I was blown away. I was blown away. And it just like... I felt like as I was looking at the chat, so many people were like, bitch, stop reading me. Like, if you want to talk to me, call me up personally and tell me about my life. Like, everyone resonated with what she was saying, no matter what it was. I'm sure it felt different for different people, but it was just on point.
I did. I felt like super in sync with everybody on Zoom. You know, everybody seemed to be on the same wavelength. I felt like everybody's power shift. We started with a really dope meditation from Lauren, my twin flame. And it was, and then of course, in perfect good mom's fashion, I had to lead the group in a Mila moan. we did some Mila moaning and movement, and it was great. And Erica, actually, she has a testimony. She actually has a testimony about...
Is this my testimony?
Yeah, this is your...
You're just going to use it on your website? Your Mila moaning website?
Mila's moaning and moving.
Mila's moaning and moving.com.
I'm going to tweak the title, but it's in work. Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
So I went to Palm Springs this weekend, and I'm really excited because I've been working on this ring collaboration with this other brand called Gypsy by Nature for a while, and it came out while I was out there for Black History Month, and it was just like, man, the love that I got was so crazy, and like everyone loved the shit, and I started feeling fucking overwhelmed. I just started feeling overwhelmed. Like, oh my God, was I prepared? Should I have like done more? Should I have had more things to release? I'm just fucking insane. I'm insane. I'm a like content creator insanity over here. So I started spiraling a little bit. Because, you know, why not block your blessings? And so I was like, you know what? I was with my friend and he was like, we need to just breathe. Let's let's just take a second and breathe. And he is privy to Mila's moaning, because if you meet Mila, you become privy to her moaning. And
hallelujah.
And so we were in the parking lot and we were just like stopped. And he's like, okay, let's take a deep breath. And I was like, and he was like, you know, maybe we should, and we're breathing. We kept breathing and kept breathing. And he was like, maybe we should just do some Mila moaning. And I was like,
yes.
And then we started like hugging each other. We're like moaning and it felt good. And I was like, you know what? This shit fucking works. This shit works. And I was like, Mila is onto something.
That's right, girl. I am.
Yeah, it worked. So the Mila moans happened at the manifestation event. And that was when I really wish I would have like looked at the room and saw the room and saw like what people were doing over there. Because I know that it was probably like 70-30. I'm just going to say, because most people aren't used to doing that, especially like, first of all, women, we're not used to making moans unless we're like experiencing pleasure, because that's what we're told. And secondly, black women or brown women, like, you know, we feel there's this weird shame around like connecting openly with yourself and the earth that like is reserved for like, that's white people shit. And, you know, that's something really hard to unlearn, and it feels innate to you. It almost feels like, no, this is real. This is true. That shit is weird.
White, right, yeah.
And it's like,
well, it is not comfortable.
Mm-hmm, it's uncomfortable.
In the beginning, and then you can't stop doing it.
Yeah, I agree. So I hope that if you guys attended the event and you're listening right now, I hope that you are continuing in your Mila moaning journey.
Feel free to send your testimonies too. We're accepting all Mila moaning testimonies.
Yeah, do it when you're alone. Do it when you're eating food. Do it when you're stressed out. Do it with your partner. Do it when you're having sex, because that's where it obviously starts for us for some reason. But like, get comfortable with it there and then bring it out of there. Bring it out of the bedroom and try it other places.
God, it was all pretty magical. I had a great time through and through. Obviously, I love moaning with my tribe. And like, I feel like I was connecting with them on Zoom. I really liked, our healer Jake. He came in and like did a step-by-step full moon ritual, which really felt good, because I realized that like we've kind of discovered this journey, but like a lot of people haven't really dug deep into the side of them. Like, I think every woman knows that they're part witch. You're like deeply intuitive, but if you haven't taken the time to get to know, you know, the moon and the earth and like the things, the components in which you can like kind of move. We learned a new term too.
Oh, spiritual technology.
Right. If you haven't really been attuned to your spiritual technology, you haven't had anyone to lead you, then you don't have the tools, you know, you don't know where to start. So it like really warmed my heart to know that like as a, you know, collective, we got to learn and indulge in that witchiness together. It felt super powerful. So that was definitely the actual ceremony was my favorite part.
I think that was my favorite part too. Well, that and Bruna, but like, I think being able to, like you said, have real, like walk away with like real education and like a tool to practice with, and like understanding, okay, these are the steps, but also knowing that you can make those your own too. And, you know, I think a lot of times people think that manifesting and like, you know, doing things on certain days, like the full moon or the new moon, or is like, if you grew up in like a religious household, a lot of times you can be like, that shit is like, that's a witch. That's dark. That's the devil.
That's the devil shit.
And what I love too about, you know, even Jake, when he was saying like, you know, I pray over my candle. Like, he said that he prays just like a Christian would pray.
We prayed the Our Father.
Yeah, we prayed the Our Father. So it's not like this thing that's reserved for a certain type of person that doesn't believe in God or doesn't believe in.
It's not like some voodoo dark like energy. I think people misunderstand that like, we are magic. We're made in God's image, you know, so we have the power too. And it's just about manipulating that power and putting your intention and putting like the clarity and visualizing that really gives it power. You know, it's not some dark energy shit unless you're putting some dark energy into it. It's your own energy.
Yeah, I just I'm just so grateful. You know, we partnered with Blair, who I met through Felicia, and Felicia Latour, who's another dope ass mom. I know you guys have probably heard of her. If you haven't, make sure you go check out Felicia, her Instagram and her brand, Mindful Fee. But I met Blair through a Red Bull dinner through another mom named Paris too, who's another dope. I just like so many fucking dope women. Paris, she works. She's just an amazing human too. And Blair just kind of trusted us.
She really did.
To put on this event, something like with a box, something we've never done. And the box was like, you know, it was a good price because first of all, the items in there were really, really amazing and useful that will last. And when paired with this event, like with all these amazing people that showed up, like she was just like, let's do it. And I felt like that collaboration was really a testament to manifesting because Jamila and I had been wanting to do something like this for a really long time. And honestly, we're scared that like people wouldn't be interested or like no one would buy anything from us, that like that essentially like what we provide is not valuable in ways like early on in our podcasting journey. And things have changed since then. And like, I think now we're really empowered in our space, but like, if you're listening right now and you're wondering the same thing, like you have an idea for something or a product or whatever, a podcast, anything, and you think, will anyone buy into it? Like, is it worth it? Man, just like keep going and fucking manifest that shit for real. Like, I'm not trying to even be corny, but like manifest that shit. Cause the power of manifestation really is real. And it's, when you get into alignment, like there's really nothing that can get in your way. And even after the event, like we had women hit us up saying like, yo, I woke up this morning and my stimulus check was in the bank.
One said her stimulus check deposited at 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. Another one said she manifested abundance and she got a call the following day to accept a job that was only going to be a week long and that she had been in negotiations with, but had no idea that this job was going to pay her $10,000 mm-hmm. for the week. And it was something she really wanted to do. We had another one said that she wanted to end her toxic relationship with her job, got let go the following day. Like literally I was blown the fuck away. And like, even for Erica and I, we've been manifesting like a specific outreach and like that came through today. It was just like very, very divine. And then like, it really adds testament that there's power in numbers mm-hmm. and like, and also when you're living aligned and you're open to like things coming to you as you visualize and want them, it will come to you. Like Blair literally brought what we've been wanting to do and was like, here, bitches, are you going to do it? Are you going to take it? Mm-hmm. No, like you can doubt yourself or you can like submit to your purpose and to the alignment and go into that, you know, and it's so important that when it comes that you accept it.
You accept it and that you rise to the occasion. Because honestly, like, yeah, manifestation isn't just wishing upon a star and hoping shit happens. Like, I think it's in alignment with like also, you know, chipping away at your dreams. But sometimes those reminders is what keeps propelling you forward and reminds you, keep going, keep going, keep going. Because like, that is the only reason me and Jamila are still podcasting. The only reason, because let me tell you, this shit doesn't pay our bills, you know, but we're planting seeds to which it'll pay more than bills. Like, that is my goal in podcasting. That is my goal with Good Moms. Like, I'm not doing this just to, you know, not make any money, right. Not to set my kid up.
Like, not because I don't love it and want it to be my full-time job.
I love this, but that's why, because I get those positive reinforcements that remind me. And like, sometimes people be like, oh, well, she got a stimulus check in her bank account. Like, yeah, that, of course, that she was waiting for that. That's supposed to happen. Mm. It doesn't matter. If that's what she needed in order to propel her forward into whatever it is that she's going to do with that stimulus check, and that was the reminder, then that's all it needs to be.
It's just a reminder that you can will the things that you want to you just with your mind and like with matter, like just staying aligned and doing the work and staying open to that. Whatever you want can happen and not selling yourself short. Whatever the fuck you want, you can have. Like literally, Erica and I started this shit literally just like, let's just press record and see what happens. And like one person reached out, something else happened until we got on board and realized like we have this vision. And ever since we've come to this vision, it's just non fucking stop affirmations that we're going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the next day after the event, I did. I mean, I felt lighter. I felt fulfilled. I felt happy. I felt like grateful that, I just felt grateful, man. People showed up. People exceeded my expectations. You know, I had no idea. Like, me and Jamila and May and Tereni, like, we all kind of made all this happen rather quickly. And somehow it just manifested into this beautiful event that unfolded, and I could feel like people's spirits start to unlock throughout the event and like open up their heart, because sometimes you go into a space like this, like you don't know what to expect. That's why I am grateful that it was like virtual in some ways, because it allows people to really be comfortable in their own space. And even after we were done, like I was like, damn, I am kind of happy that like I can just turn off my computer and then like go on and like take this bath with my goddess bath that I want and like do that. You know, like I can like turn off and that's it. Nothing else is expected of me, you know?
Yeah, that was nice. And like, you know what? It's weird. I've been feeling like I couldn't sleep a lot lately, like just really a lot of energy. But I took after that, I really didn't do anything. I did very little over the weekend, and I just like cooked for myself, laid around, cooked for myself. And I was like, huh, I'm feeling kind of like lazy, but I'm like, I'm going to go with it and like just sit in it. And then come yesterday and today, I'm just ready to jump back in. My energy's high again. But like, just even, I know we just went into retrograde, there was a full moon. You have to sometimes let your body, like, there's a lot of energy being fluctuated, and honor your body and have her way that feels, you know? So I was just very relaxed. I didn't have no kid, but I also didn't feel very pressed to do a lot of things. So I just...
Yeah, I mean, I same. Like, my escape to the desert was so necessary with, like, someone that I love that I can just hang out with, no expectation. You don't give a fuck what I'm doing. I don't really care what you're doing. And then we come together and it's great, right. You know? So I don't know. Overall, I think the event was amazing. I can't wait for there to be more events. And speaking of which, I think after that night, like me and Jamila were talking and we were like, man, like we have to like create a space for more. We have to create a space for more people to be able to do this, to be able to tap in like monthly, every day, whenever, like whenever you need, whenever you want to start your journey, whether you're listening to this right now and you're like, I don't know, like maybe in a week, maybe in a month, whatever. We want to create a space where like you can come and tap in. And so we've created a tier on our Patreon that's going to launch next week, specifically for people that are interested in manifestation, people that are interested in, you know, trying to find alignment in their life, using some of the tools we've used, you know, having
and sharing space to like share the tools with each other, like right. Really manifesting like a little community where even to the point where we could pop in and be like, look, I have this thing coming up. Everybody give a moment to put some energy towards that. Because you know what? I've always do this like and I know other people do it. Like on Facebook, you're scrolling through shit. You see someone like so-and-so needs some prayers. I'll take a minute like.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it scrolling. But it's those little things, you know, it's those little things like just having taking the time to have a community that's aligned with the same shit you're aligned with, and like, you know, exchanging altar rituals, exchanging ceremonies, exchanging this is how I do my full moon shit, this is how I do my new moon shit, just to like have the conversation going and be building and learning in that space, I think is really important.
No, I think that's exactly the reason we're doing it, because I feel that last night, that was a testament. I mean, not the last night, but the other night, like that there is power in numbers and being able to drop in a message and knowing that you have a whole like team of people that are like, okay, I know what this person needs right now, because this is, you know what I mean? Not just like a comment. No, you're in a manifestation tier because you're here to help people manifest and you're manifesting. So it's so intentional.
It's just like a prayer group. You know, the prayer groups that the Christians be having. Yeah. Like, you know, you get your paper out. You remember who you're praying for what? For the week. I'd be telling my mom stuff because she in the prayer group. So I'd be like, make sure you put this up in the prayer group. Okay? Because I need this in the prayer. She'd be on the phone like, I want to pray for it. I'd be like, me.
Bringing the kids in is something that we're still learning. You know, our kids are only 5, and so this space is still new. I think that's something we're going to definitely explore in this tier as well, and bring on like professionals that maybe have been doing this a lot longer than us to help guide us. I mean, the ways that I do it now are just, you know, having affirmations with my daughter in the mornings, whenever, like, and also manifesting. I mean, obviously she's 5, so she thinks manifestation is something like, I want to be a mermaid. So if I say I'm going to be a mermaid long enough, I'll be a mermaid. And so trying to explain and break down like, no, baby, that's not what that is. But like also not robbing her of her mermaid dreams.
Just like giving the giving them the tools and the patience, because even it's hard to keep a child's attention too.
Well, a lot of people wrote in and said that they wanted to involve their kid and that they would be down to buy, like, invest in, like, a community. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm down to be that community. Like, that's what I think we're here to do. Like I said this there, like, but in no means are we manifestation witch professionals. We're in the process too. We're learning, and but we have no problem. We're in the manifesting.
We are learning. Yeah. This truly is a testament. So you guys, also a side note, this is an episode of just selling shit, I swear to God. But like we just picked up our new merch today. This has been like a labor of love. If you only knew how many fucking different versions of this sweatshirt this has been to finally land on this one, which finally feels really like the one.
Right.
And actually, now that you're saying this, because we are admitting that we are not professional, you know, healers or manifestors, but just learning and bringing you on our journey and hoping that we can help you in any way. The sweatshirt says Manifest University. And that's really the university that I am currently in for the next probably 4 years plus of my life, 4 years plus of my life. And somebody's telling me to show my shirt. 4 years plus of my life. Forever. I'm constantly going to be manifesting. I'm constantly going to be learning more, but this just feels like I can't wait for you guys to get these and wear them. And like, we need to have like a manifestation retreat with our university sweatshirts. I see it.
I feel like the tier on Patreon should be called Manifest University.
Oh yeah.
Because this will be our segue to like recruit people to help us sharpen our manifestation tools, because that's what I want to do. Duh.
Yeah. Amen. Yep.
So I'm really excited to start the Manifestation University tier on Patreon. There will be so many Mila moaning fucking series on there. That's my contribution to the Manifestation University. And I'm really excited because I've been doing it with Luna too. Speaking of doing it with our kids, she just like breaks out into lyrical dance all the time. And it makes me feel like I'm doing my job.
You are. You're a great mom.
So I'm just happy to be raising a free child that's knows she can do anything and not like killing her dreams and not telling her she can be a mermaid. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love you and I love you guys. And I'm so excited to like, I just, everything feels so fucking good and intentional right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I know you guys feel that shit too.
And if you don't, I want you to. And that is the goal always. So I love you, girl.
I love you so much.
We had like a full on love. We were on like sort of like a double date, but it was like accidental the other night. And like literally 90% of the date was me and Jamila talking about how much we love each other.
Yeah, it was. It was so lesbian for each other. I'm like, I'm sorry, you guys, but I just need to say this to Erica. I love you. Ever since the first day I met you in the club when you snuck up on me, it was God sent and you're beautiful. And
it was the day after the shoot. It was the day after the manifestation. It was the day after.
It was.
That's
okay.
Why we were so in love.
We were so in love with each other. Honestly, I feel bad for anybody who dates us because it's just like, I just want to say I love Erica so much, the most in the world, because she makes me so happy because literally I'm like four guys. I'm like, I know we do this a lot, but I just want to say for the record that on July 12th, 2018, Erica said, "Do you want to start a podcast?" And I said, "Yes."
We've been in love ever since.
Ever since. We've been going strong. We even have a bank account together.
We do. The only person in the whole world I have a bank account with. You are the first person I've ever, ever in life started. Not even my baby daddy, who I was with for 7 years.
Same.
Did
same.
I have a bank account with.
And we thought about it. I was like, hell.
We
no.
thought about it, too.
What's coming up in March? Like, something about money.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of March.
Speaking of finances.
In March, we have a whole month dedicated. It's called Money March. We're dedicating the month of March to teaching you how to level up your finances. Okay.
Because I need help.
I need fucking help.
Let me tell you, I have so much anxiety off of my finances. Like, I will just not check my bank account. I just be like, like, and then like every time, like,
And then I keep looking at my friends. They're like investing. I'm like, how? How are you investing? Where do you get? Where are you finding money to invest? What are you doing over there? And then my girl Ashley, who's actually going to be one of our guests in the month of March, she's really into like cryptocurrency and the stock market. And I'm like, this shit is flying over my head. And she's like, that's what they want to do. They want it to fly over your head, but it really doesn't fly over your head. It's actually very simple. And I'm going to teach you. And I can't wait for her to come on and teach us
because we need help.
Today I invested my first stock, my first investment into cryptocurrency. Today I invested money into cryptocurrency. It's my first investment, and I'm not gonna sit here and act like it was a lot. Like, don't get twisted, niggas. This shit wasn't like $1,000.
You're trying.
Okay, but I'm just saying. Like, I'm saying this to say that it doesn't have to be that, because I think that's where we all get fucked up, is thinking we gotta have like $1 million.
if only you knew our alternate money goal, sell things on the internet.
I know.
If you guys want to buy mushrooms, DM us.
I love how you just threw that in casually. Anyway, but yes. I'm excited for the month of March to really help us and you guys level up on your finances as moms, as women. We got to plan. And also, we can't let these men think that they can take care of everything. We can do everything that they do with their money, period. Okay? Period.
Oh my God, I'm so afraid of me. And when I get my finances together and I have financial freedom and responsibility and I know stocks and bonds and shit, oh my God, niggas not going to tell me shit.
Nothing.
I'm going to be like, go over there. We're doing business. Shh. Go in the other room. We got to take care of something. I'm gonna pull up on you in a minute. We got to take care of
something.
I got to take this call.
Yeah, I got to drop something off.
Okay, yeah. Just business needs to be handled. It was me.
Oh my God. Anyway, y'all, we got to bounce. We got to bounce because we got shit to do. But make sure you check out that tier on Patreon. I'm going to leave the description for our Patreon in this bio. The tier is not available till next week, but you should go ahead and join Patreon anyway, because we have tons of other content on there that you don't see on the internet, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. We have a lot of secret episodes, and actually, we just did a thing with Sexual Essentials. I don't know if you follow Sexual Essentials, but you should if you're trying to like level up on your sex life.
Oh, also, what's today's date? Because we are going to be, when does this come out?
Tomorrow. Thursday.
Oh, okay.
That's the day.
It's the day. Today's the day.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
we're going to be.
Speaking of Sexual Essentials, Tonight. Today is the day. Tonight is the night, baby.
To learn how to masturbate with Sexual Essentials, and you know, and squirt, and you know, I'm motherfucking there.
She's first up. She's first in line. Sexual Essentials is having an online class that we are joining in on, teaching women how to squirt and masturbate. Okay, now don't be shy. Don't act like you don't want to know how to squirt. If you're
I want to know.
If you already know how to squirt, you can squirt better. Because Sexual Essentials told me that my orgasm should be lasting 30 seconds. They are not lasting 30 seconds. They maybe are lasting like around 10 to 12 seconds. I need to prolong that. So make sure you go to the link in our bio. It might be sold out already.
She's even sent us silicone suction cup dildos, and I can't.
Oh, yeah. God, I haven't opened my suction cup dildo.
I have.
Oh, fuck. It looked beautiful from the one picture you sent me.
It sticks to the wall.
Oh, you already used it? Is that what that wink is? The fuck?
It's like a full. Like,
did you do it to the wall?
Well, you know, my bed's next to a wall.
So, oh, mine's not. What am I gonna do?
I thought about you. I was like, Eric is not gonna.
Whatever. I can get on my knees and get on
the bathtub too.
Ooh.
I don't know how I have to do this.
If
you can only see.
If you can only see Jamila's positioning right now. Well, you can if you join Patreon. And wait, is her thing on Patreon? Her class?
No, it's a Zoom link.
Okay, it's a Zoom link.
I believe.
Okay. Well, check out Sexual Essentials. Go to her website. Come join us tonight. It's going to be sexy. It's going to be fun. And if you don't have a Valentine's Day or a Valentine's.
No problem.
Come hang out with us on February 13th. We're doing our live virtual show. But don't get it twisted. This ain't just your regular show. No, no, no. This is like late night talk TV, bitch. Okay?
We're doing hood rat things with our friends.
Yeah, you will be doing hood rat things. Like, you need to invite your friends over and come watch the
show. We're the hood rat friends.
We're the hood rat friends. And we're gonna tell you guys to bring some, just, you know, around the house items to enjoy the night. Little interactive fun.
And it will be great. You're not going to want to miss this. I know y'all ain't doing shit anyway.
Right.
So pull up and have a good motherfucking time for Valentine's Day with your girls. I've always wanted to say that. You mean like your boy, your girls.
Your girls.
Honestly, so the fact, you know what? I think because you're holding a mic like this, you think you're a rapper.
It is. That's what it is. I'm feeling my motherfucking
Jamila
self.
Actually has the mic in her hand, so she literally thinks she's Jay-Z
yo,
now.
Yo.
Okay. Yes. We're okay. Leaving. Goodbye.
All right. Drops mic. Como bailamos en la gran ciudad.